The Woman Before Me by Ruth Dugdale. Read by Penelope MacDonald. Before. Chapter 1. Creeping across the threshold, I listened to the silence of the sleeping house. These middle hours, between 3 and 4 in the morning, when deepest sleep can be reached, make the kitchen seem larger and emptier than in daylight. Different. Although the difference is me. This time, I'm saying goodbye. The fragrance of Emma is everywhere. The delicate tang of her green apple perfume. That small wooden box holding an assortment of tea bags on the shelf. I'll never again see her bend over it, her hair falling like a veil, sweeping it away as she dithers over her selection. And Luke. She told me I'll never see him again. There's a large picture on the wall, a print of the Eiffel Tower, a place she visited on her first honeymoon. On the work surface are unwashed plates, remains of their last meal encrusted on the cutlery. I thought she was so neat, but then I never really knew her. Not like you did. Through the kitchen into the large dining room, I move slowly. I don't want to miss a thing. I want to capture the memory of it. That is where we've sat, Emma and I, cradling hot cups of tea. I notice the red paint on the walls, the white pine of the window seat. On the table is a packet of silk-cut cigarettes, a box of matches. She's supposed to have given up, but today has been a hard day. I see myself, reflected in a small mirror above the seat. I'm shocked by what my face...